Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Praise God. MCI Ministry Radio. We welcome you this morning. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. But listen, I was just giving God the praise, just giving God the honor. Praise God, because God said, amen, turn it over to me and I will work it out for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, she said she gave it over to the Lord and he worked it out. Somebody shout right there, because God is going to speak to us today. Praise God. I bless and praise God. Hallelujah for what he is doing. It is a season, a season, a season of divine turnaround. I want you to keep that in your spirit. No matter what's going on in the world today, there is a divine turnaround by the Lord. Amen. There is so much going on, but we thank and praise God that we are here this morning. Amen. We got the activity of our limbs. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got time to praise him again. Amen. Ha. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. And do God have a word for you today? Yes, he do. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me open up the atmosphere. Let me just do what God want me to do today. Flow the way God want me to flow today. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, God, because you are God all by yourself, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. For the blood of Jesus on today, Father God, we give you glory, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for sitting over us, yes, God, watching over us throughout the night, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I pray, God, today, Lord God, I ask that you do a mighty thing. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, glory to your name, Father. Do a mighty thing on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are watching you do miracles after miracles after miracles, God. Even through the radio show, Father God, people are getting healed. God, people are getting delivered, God. People are, ah, yes, God, blessings are flowing, God, to their homes, Father God. Peace is flowing to their homes, God, and I thank you for it, God, on today, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bind up every spirit, God, that's not like you, God, on today, and we ask that you release your power, your power, your power into our lives, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just give you glory, Father God, on today. We honor your presence here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I, God, God, deliver your word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let it go out with power and authority, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give, God. Let the Holy Ghost sit on the inside of me today, Lord God, that the power of you, God, can resurrect some things in our lives, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, Father God, I thank you for each and every one, God. Yes, God, I thank you for everyone that came on this morning, Lord God. Lord, and I rob you, Lord God. Give them a special blessing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Move by your Holy Spirit. These things we pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. We turned it over to the Lord, and he worked it out, praise God. Today I want to talk to us, praise God, about God was giving me divine intervention. And I'm going to share with you as I begin to hear this week, amen, about divine intervention. And divine intervention is when there is no other explanation other than God for how something turns out. Miraculous healing, people being in the right place at the right time, circumstances that protected someone from harm's way. Clearly how God steps in and makes his plan known. That is divine intervention. And God, yes, Holy Spirit, God says today, amen, he wants to do some great things in our lives. And there, I'm going to talk to us because the scripture that he gave me, amen, praise God, you're going to see God's divine hand in movement, amen, praise God, in our lives, in the lives of the disciples, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to go to John. The 21st chapter, verses 1 through 10, okay? And I'm going to tell you what the Lord is saying to us on today. I've been totally seeking the face of the Lord this week, amen, for us, amen. I just don't come on a Sunday morning to just throw you out a word. I ask God what to give to the people, amen, praise God, that you will know that is God and God only that is speaking to you, because I don't know your life, but God knows you. The Holy Ghost knows you, y'all. Praise God. Amen. So John 21, it says, later Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. I'm reading a different version, but I want to make it clear. Amen. The New Living Translation Bible. Amen. I studied out three, but I want to read this one to you. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there. Simon, Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the twins, okay? Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and the two other disciples. Simon Peter says, I'm going fishing. Okay, yes, Holy Spirit. We'll come too, they said. They all said, so they went out in the boat. But they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach. But the disciples couldn't see who it were. He called out, fellas, have you caught any fish? No, they replied. Then he said, throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you'll get some. So they did, and they couldn't haul in the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for the work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found a breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over the charcoal fire, and some bread. Bring some of the fish you just caught, Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. I want to talk to us today. My God, I give you glory, glory, glory. Here we find out Jesus is telling them, cast your net on the other side. It is important to listen to Jesus and to obey him. We meet God when we come to the end of our resources. That's a preach right there, y'all. Come on now. We meet God when we come to the end of our resources. You have to put your net in where the fish are. The setting of today's scripture takes place in the Sea of Tiberias. The Roman name is the Sea of Galilee. The disciples are in depressed mode because of the horrific events leading to and culminating the death of Jesus. They in depressed mode. They have gone to Galilee and turned to what they knew best, fishing. They have to make a living, and so they spend the entire night on the lake. Early the next morning, they are headed to the land, but a voice calls to them from the shore, asking if they have any fish. Now here, the you can imagine the moisture hangs and the air is thick with fog, and it makes it difficult to see who is calling them. They are ashamed so that they have not caught any single fish all night. But they finally admit the truth. The voice calls back, throw your net on the other side of the boat, and you will find some. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It seems like it sounds kind of crazy because you've been out there fishing all night. Ain't nothing happening, praise God. It seems like it's like a dumb thing that they're trying to do. And praise God, they have been fishing all night and the fish are just not biting for whatever reason. They still have the net in the water on the left side of the boat and nothing is happening. What possible difference could it make to put the net on the other right side? Come on, somebody. They are professional fishermen. Now, when God called them, when Jesus called them, they was fishing, praise God. So they was professional fishermen, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they have no idea who the stranger is. Amen. Praise God. But for some unknown reason, they unquestionably takes out the net and throw them into the water on the other side of the boat. And the Bible says, and when they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. They were stunned at what had happened and suddenly draws on them who it is who is calling on them. Oh, come on, somebody. God will make something out of nothing. I want you to hear that, praise God. And it could be no one else. The Bible says that then the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. Now, who did Jesus love but John? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. They recognized Jesus not only because one else could do, nobody else could do this kind of miracle, but because it had happened before, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Luke tells the stories what happened as Jesus' ministry is just beginning. Jesus did miracles after miracles after miracles, and that's why God says there shall be a divine intervention in your life. When you come at the end of your rope, then I will step in. When you allow me to take over, then I'll step in. Come on, somebody. We got to give it over to the Lord. The song said this morning, amen, I gave it to the Lord, and he worked it out. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Luke tells the story. Come on, somebody. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. God, I give you glory. They recognize Jesus not only because no one else could do this kind of miracle, but because it happened before. Luke tells the story which happens to Jesus' ministry in the beginning. Before these men actually knew him, Luke says, one day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gethsemane with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of the Lord, he saw the water edge, and two boats sitting there. There left the fishermen, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. he got into the boat and one belonging to Simon and asked him to pull it out a little bit to the shore, he said. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out your net. Come on, somebody. Put out your net. Put it out, praise God, into the deep water, and let's draw the net for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, it will let down the net. And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their net began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled the boat so full that they began to sink. That's in Luke 5:1-7. Here. Jesus' relationship with disciples began, ah, my God, and ends with the miraculous catch of fish. They meet him in the miracle. Oh, come on, somebody. There are several lessons to be learned from the story, and I know all y'all can preach a message, amen. And the first is this. It is important to obey Jesus. Somebody say it's important to obey Jesus. He said, I'd rather obey Jesus than man. Come on, somebody. That's the Bible. The Bible says that I have to obey Jesus. I have a friend whose motto is, listen to Jesus and do what he says. That's some good advice. But in both stories, it must have been difficult for fishermen to listen to a suggestion of a carpenter. Oh, my, glory to God. After all, this was their profession, not his. Now, we know that, praise God, Jesus was a carpenter, praise God. They were professional fishermen. And how many of us, praise God, glory to God that God has spoken to other people, but because we think that they don't know nothing, we don't want to listen. Come on, somebody say, God can use anybody, praise God, hallelujah, but he wants you to listen to him today. They knew fishing. They were perhaps, amen, some of the best fishermen in the Sea of Galilee. Besides, what Jesus was suggesting did not make any sense. What possible difference could it make to put the net on the other side of the boat? Sometimes God put us in situations where it seems like there is no answer. Oh, y'all, come on, talk to me today, praise God. Yes, God. Sometimes God puts us in situations where it seems like there is no answer. We have tried everything. We thought we knew what we needed to be done, and it worked before, so we can think it already know how to do it. Oh, come on, somebody. Sometimes, praise God, we're still yet stuck in the old way, and that's why things don't work, praise God. People say, oh, I'm getting attacked in my prayer time. Well, listen. Let me just help you here. Glory to God. Let me just help you in one way, praise God. The way you used to pray, maybe that side of the bed ain't going to get it no more. Try the other side of the bed. Throw your nut on the other side, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Throw your altar somewhere else, praise God. What you used to pray, pray it different now. Ask the Holy Spirit, amen, how to do things, amen, in the way that God wants us to do, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So here we have tried everything. We thought we knew what needed to be done. Amen. So we think we already know how to do it. And now someone is telling us, something else that drives us up the wall. Perhaps God is asking us to do something beyond our imagination, praise God, and simplicity or whatever it may be, praise God, to you. It may even seem like foolish, amen. But how many times that God has told us to do something and it sounds so foolish, praise God? That's just like him telling me, praise God, okay, now, I anointed you. Come on, somebody. I anointed you. I want you to go down on Third Street. I want you to get a bullhorn, and I want you to preach to the people. Oh, God, you ain't going to send me that. That's a long way to go. Oh, come on, somebody. That's a long praise God. But God does different things, and we look for God in an old kind of way, but God is trying to tell you that I'm trying to do something great in your life. I'm trying to give you a divine intervention, praise God, hallelujah, that I'm going to bring things to pass in your life, but it might seem crazy to you, but it's going to be the blessing of God, amen, praise God. Sometimes things God give us stuff, it looks so foolish, it looks so crazy, and people think you out of your mind, praise God. They think you done lost it, try to put you in the old folks home, trying to put you on the third floor, tie you up, praise God, but it be God that's speaking, and sometimes they don't understand the spiritual thing because they're still in the flesh, but God give us things that's unusual, praise God, to do, praise God, and being leaders, and y'all know what I'm talking about, and you full of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, God give us things that sound so crazy sometimes, and people think you out of your mind, praise God, you walking around the house and you praising God, you worshiping God, they must be out of their mind, who can worship God all day, well, you don't know what I've been through, glory, Shia, you don't know what happened to my life, you don't know, praise God, my ins and my outs, praise God, that's why I praise my God the way I praise him, and they think you out of your mind, and while you're praising, God is still yet speaking to you, who I'm talking to out there today, praise God, don't think they crazy, amen, they bringing blessings in the house, let them praise their God, let them worship their God, as they praise, he said that when the praises go up, the blessings come down, let the blessings overflow in your home, my God, I give you glory. Here. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it seems foolish. It's counteractive. Amen. Praise God. We're fishing on the left side, and now you think fishing on the right side of the boat will make a difference. We have been working all night, and you see one more cast in and going to change anything, praise God, besides this raise of the questions, could Jesus have made the fish swim into the net? Praise God. We don't know that. Praise God. The Bible says, amen, we don't know everything that Jesus did. While it was on the left side of the boat, why go to the bother to go to the other side? Amen. Praise God. Why bother having them take the net out and put, now you could imagine, praise God, how big the net is. Now you got to take it from the left side, put it on the right side, praise God, hallelujah. Having take the net out and put it in the other side, for that matter, could Jesus have made the fish jump? Come on, my God, I actually find, amen, that Jesus can do anything. Actually, Jesus can make anything happen, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, into my boat. Once it was moving, praise God, yes, he can do it, praise God. Hallelujah. That would have been pretty spectacular. But listen, he gave instructions, but it wouldn't have involved the aspect of obedience. See, Jesus could have did it, but praise God, that wouldn't have been the obedience of the fishermen, of Peter and them doing what they're doing. It took obedience of what he told them to do, praise God, and move out what he said, praise God. Don't miss God in this season, praise God. When you hear the Holy Spirit speak to your spirit, amen, praise God, because he is the one that lead us. He is the one that guides us. He is the one, praise God, but we have to allow him, amen, to come into our lives the way he wants to come into our lives. Jesus did not do it all for them. He tested their obedience so that they could learn that blessings follows obedience. Come on, somebody. In your relationship with God, success follows obedience. Even when what he is asking you to do seem ridiculous to you, amen, praise God, you are not smarter than God. Somebody say, I'm not smarter than God. He's only the smart one, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit, you can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. You can't rebel against God, go against what he is telling you, and expect success. You can't do all the wrong things and expect good things to happen. It doesn't happen that way. Success comes as you are willing to listen to Jesus and do what he says. This involves humility. And a lot of times we have to knock pride out the way, praise God. The disciples were professional for fishermen. They knew all about fishermen. Oh, come on, somebody, and fishing. So they had to be humble enough to do what Jesus said, rather than trusting what they had personally learned about fishing. It was not just what they had learned through experience. It was, oh, come on, somebody. It is what their fathers and grandfathers before them had learned and taught them. Have we ever been taught things by our parents and our grandparents? Amen. Praise God. High. Yes, Holy Spirit. I knew, praise God. And it's so funny because I'm going back and I think about my grandmother, praise God, and I remember her telling me that she made curtains and she made blankets and they were so beautiful, not knowing that my gifting on the inside of me is to do designing, praise God, and I know how to make curtains. I know how to do those things. So those things came from them telling me and showing me, but God has put some things in us that are even our forefathers have taught us and I've learned from them, praise God, not knowing when she was showing me I had the gift already. They got the gift of a fisherman, y'all, praise God. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. Hi, yes, God, I thank you for that. Amen, praise God. What he's asking, amen, praise God, my God, I give you glory. Them to do, amen, does not seem the difference from what they've been doing all night. It was not so much something different as more than the same. But when it comes to following God, you can't give up. Can I talk to somebody today, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. You've been toiling all night. You've been doing this all your life, praise God. But at the end of a thing, praise God, what your heart desire and what's on the inside of you, you cannot give up. Look at them, praise God. They was there all night long. And I can imagine they was tired. But because of the divine intervention that Jesus stepped in, praise God, how many know when you are at the end of your rope, he will step into your circumstances, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I give you glory, 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 because you are God all by yourself. Don't give up, praise God. Don't give up. Whatever God has spoken over your life, God is getting ready, praise God, to give you a divine intervention. Somebody praise him. Divine intervention. He's going to step in to your situation and change your situation, praise God. And you can't always rely on your own knowledge and your training. Jesus wants us to have a teachable spirit. I am convinced that having a teachable spirit is one of the most important characteristics that you can have in life. There are some people to whom you simply can't tell anything because they think they know things already and know it all. Come on, somebody. They don't want your advice. Amen. Praise God. They don't want to hear it and say, come on, somebody, that you never learned nothing. Praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. They don't want to hear it, and so they never learn. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. You have to have humility and a willing spirit. Amen. Listen to this. King David is the great pinnacle of prayer. He spoke some. He said, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Oh, come on, somebody. He knew how to pray. In Psalms 51 and 12, praise God, David prayed, restore to me the joy of the salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Come on, glory to God, to glory to God, to keep me. My God, I give you glory. You have to be willing to listen to Jesus to do what he says. Ah, come on, somebody, I give you glory. The second thing, praise God, is the story. We meet God, amen, when we come to our end of our resources. When you have come to the end of your resources, the disciple had been fishing all night. They had done all they could do. Praise God, they knew the best fishing holes. And come on, somebody, praise God. And they knew, praise God, they had the best of the fishing poles, praise God. They knew how to use, amen, a tackle, praise God. They were experts in their trade, but still had no fish. They were at the end of what they could do. Their resources were spent. Listen. And then when God shows up, at the point where we give up is often when God shows up. Ah, come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. When we just said, you know what, that's it. I've done all I know how to do. The Bible says that when you know how to do all that you know how to do, then stand therefore with your loins girded up. Come on, somebody. We have to stand for the Lord. Stand for God. Amen. Praise God. Simon Peter, amen, was certainly at the end of his resource and had boasted that if anyone else left Jesus, he would still be faithful. Come on, somebody. But he wasn't. He had failed. Come on, somebody. He played the coward. That's what they said about him. He played the coward. He failed. He failed when he boasted he would stand. Oh, come on, somebody. That's why we got to be careful what we say out of our mouth, praise God, because he boasted that he would stand. He would still be able to stand, but he failed Jesus, praise God. And when he first met Jesus, he was very aware of his sinful heart. Before Peter had been called to be a disciple at the first miraculous catch of fish, the Bible says when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." That's when he met Jesus. Come on, somebody, in Luke 5:8. At this second miraculous catch, praise God, Peter would have liked to have said the same thing, but he was too ashamed to say anything. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I give you glory, God. I give you glory. God is going to do something unusual for you. I hear it. I got to stop. Unusual. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Hey, Shatta. Divine intervention. Okay, God, I get you. Divine intervention is when nothing is working in your life. All of a sudden, a suddenly miracle take place in your life. Because now, he has stood up and say, enough is enough. My word has went out there, and I have to fulfill my word. So I'm here to say today, there shall be a turnaround in your life. God is going to do something so spectacular that you're going to know that he is God and God alone in your life. No one or anyone is going to be able to get the glory from what he is getting ready to do for you, me, and everyone that is listening. In the midst of everything going on, God himself is going to turn it around just for you. I know you probably feel, amen, that everything is shut down. Chaos is taking over the world. But when God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, steps in, Father said that there's going to be a divine turnaround. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Something that you couldn't make happen, but he's going to make it happen. They were fishing all night long by themselves. Jesus wasn't around them. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then Jesus shows up on the beach. Why are they out there all night long fishing? But none catching, nothing happening. When he steps on the ground, oh, my God, I give it glory. When he stepped on the beach, he called out to them, told them, what you've been doing all night long, it ain't work. But when I step in and I show you what to do, it's going to work. But not only are you going to get some fish, I'm going to overload your net till you can't pull it in. Oh, y'all better talk to me today, praise God. The Bible said that the net did not break. When Jesus steps in, that's all that matters. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for stepping into my situation. I just need a divine intervention in my life right now. I'm tired of standing in the same place. Come on, somebody. Same place. Years and years and years in the same place. But now something is getting ready to happen. Because God says, I'm stepping into this thing now. Oh, come on, somebody. I got a song for y'all. I got a song for y'all. Praise God. Hi, my son. I got another spirit. Ah, yes, God. I thank you that you're turning around for us, God.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down. But I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me. Around for me. Around for me, it's turning around for me.
Around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stand strong
and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. He will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor. Turning around,
around for me.
It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my face.
Favor.
need that, just lift your hands into the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me. Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Turning around for me.
Turning around for me.
I can see.
Around for me.
I can feel it happening.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Can you see your future is turning around for you? Come on, hallelujah. God say divine intervention. My God, I give him the glory. Amen. He going to step into our circumstances. Amen. It is interesting, amen, that the Greek word of charcoal fire is found in two places in the New Testament. Here in the story where Jesus cooking fish for the disciples' breakfast, and the others is when Peter stood warming himself after the arrest of Jesus in the courtyard. Remember that, right? It was there that Peter denied the Lord and saw Jesus look at him as the cock crowed, amen, praise God, as he smelled the charcoal fire on the shore this day, he must have been taken back again to the shame-filled moment, praise God, hallelujah. Come on, we all get a moment, amen, we get ashamed of what we've done, amen, praise God. Don't condemn yourself, amen, praise God, get back on the, get back on the road, y'all, get back on the road, amen, shameful the moment in the courtyard. Peter realizes that he was at the end of his resources. He knew now that there was nothing good left in him, praise God, hallelujah. This is what Paul realized when he said, I know that nothing good lives in me. That is, in my sinful nature, come on somebody, I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. That's the same way, praise God, that Peter must have felt. Praise God, if anything good was going to come out of him, it had to be through Jesus. Somebody say, it's some good coming out of me, praise God, hallelujah. It was good for him to give up thinking that he was someone special and realize that he could fail like anyone else, because that is when he really began to understand his weakness, the forgiveness of God, and the power of new life. Amen, praise God. It was in his brokenness that he experienced Jesus in a new way. And sometimes, amen, even in our lives right now, and that's why God said, I have to do something great for you, praise God, because it's when you come to the end of a thing that when he steps in, it is good to come to the end, amen, praise God, of our resources and realize our weakness so that we give in to God. We just turn the control completely over to him and forget about our personal resources. We realize we can't do anything on our own anyway. Come on, somebody. So we ask him to completely take over. Somebody ask God right now, something that you need, something that you want, you have to ask the Lord thy God to take over what you're trying to do, praise God. Allow him to step in and to give you divine intervention that man cannot do, but only he can do. Turn it over to the Lord and determine that we will do whatever it is he wants us to do. We stop trying to make things happen and let him have his way. And amazingly, that is when things begin to happen. Ain't that funny, y'all? When we turn it over to the Lord, that's when he works it out for us. When we come to the end of us and we come to the beginning of God, oh my God, I give you glory. When we come to the end of what we can do, that is when we are ready to see what God can do. When the disciples came to the end of their resources, that is when they had a miraculous catch. Could you imagine, praise God, just sitting and sitting and sitting? And I could imagine all of them sitting at the same time, but listen what happened. 153 to be exact of all large fishes. Wasn't no small fishes. It was big fishes. Amen. Praise God. I know y'all probably saying y'all was a fishing grits for this morning. I'm going to make y'all laugh now. Fish and grits for this morning breakfast. Amen. Praise God. Don't even try, y'all. Come on. Yes, Holy Spirit. The catch was so large that they could hardly get the net to shore. But in spite of the pressure on the net, it did not break or tear. Now, you can't tell me Jesus wasn't in control. Come on. And when they arrived to the shore, Jesus already had breakfast for them. You have to wonder where Jesus got the fish. They were already on the fire before the disciples came to shore, and there was bread as well. Did Jesus go to the market? No, come on. Or did he miraculously create bread and fish as he did when he fed the multitude? See, when we give it to God, and see, this is I want to help somebody. When you turn everything, I'm talking about everything over to the Lord, amen. You know, sometimes, praise God, even in your finances, you say, Lord, I don't have enough to do this, but I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can multiply, present it to the Lord. Pray over what God give you. Let him increase you, praise God. Jesus was always always making something out of nothing. And he has not changed. He is still the same today. When everything you have tried in life turns out to be nothing, he can make something out of it. He creates fishes and bread and wine. Come on, somebody. He gives help where there was sickness. Have you ever been healed by God? I have. Praise God. It wasn't the doctors that did it. It was God that did it. He gave the doctors the ability to tell you what's wrong, but he was the one that touched you. Come on, somebody. He gives strength to when there is only weakness. He gives life where there was only death. He gives hope where there's only despair. He gives forgiveness where there was shame. Come on, somebody. He is God. He is God. He is the God of new beginnings. Get that in your spirit. He is the God of new beginnings. When we reach our end of ourselves, he comes and to be the beginning of what he is going to do in our life. We come to the beginning of him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Shanda. We bless God. We give him glory today. We praise his holy name. He is God by himself. Amen. He says favor, favor, favor. Favor takes you from nowhere to somewhere. Praise God. That's his divine intervention. Favor makes us nobody. Amen. Praise God. A nobody to become somebody in God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Favor makes it impossible to become, the impossible to become possible. Praise God. Favor, favor, favor makes you to receive without asking. Praise God. Hi, my Shanda. Favor is being broken, and God can change that and give you increase in your life, and God will make you broken to be able to bless you, amen, that you become chosen instead of broken, amen, praise God. Favor is being pressured, and when you are pressured, and God says, you know what, since you are pressured, I'm going to make you a treasure, praise God. You are the blessed of God, and favor, favor, favor from rejection, then he protects you from all things, amen, praise God. Come on, give God the glory. There was favor, favor, favor that God is doing. And I don't know about you, praise God, but since I've been doing, amen, the radio show and doing what God has taught me to do, praise God, and I have seen lives being changed, amen, praise God. Phone calls is being coming in, praise God, thanking God for the word that he put in my belly, that you may live and not die, that you will declare the works of the Lord, praise God, that you will go do what God say do, that you will get increase in your house, that you will continue to bless your house, that you will continue to praise in your house, that you will give God the glory, because God will make something out of nothing. He did it for the disciples. They was on the wrong side. He, when he stepped in, he showed them how to do it. Praise God. How? Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. God, thank you, God, for unusual favor, God, that favor that no man can and usher and say they did anything, God. Uncommon favor, Lord God. Unmerited favor, God. We pray that prayer. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I speak it for myself. I speak it for you. I speak it for my family. I speak it for my husband. I speak it for my ministry. I speak it for my finances. The same thing I'm doing for you, I speak over your life. I speak over your finances. I speak over your health. I speak over your ministry. In the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit, divine intervention, God, divine intervention, God, divine intervention in their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you glory. Don't be discouraged. You're almost there. God, what I am giving you requires preparation, focus, commitment, and patience, saith the Lord thy God, in the midst of all this turmoil. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, know that you, hallelujah, is meeting the Lord Jesus Christ. He's already stepped into your situation. We can't make nothing happen. We have to wait on the Lord. And God says today, divine intervention into your life. Long enough standing in one place, it is time to move forward in the Lord. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah. For his goodness, for his mercy. We thank him today because this is the day they celebrate Pentecost, the birthing of his church. People getting filled with the Holy Ghost, with fire. Ah, yes, God. We thank God today. We give him glory. We give him honor. Thank you, Lord. Going to end with a prayer. And tonight, just continue to give God the glory. Tomorrow night, praise God. Don't forget, amen. Your fix at 6 will be on. Praise God. He has a special message for the people. Amen. God has given him a voice to speak. Amen. Praise God. Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. Amen. If you want to be a blessing in the ministry, you may do so. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. You can actually contact me, 302-883-9799, and I can show you how to do it. We are not only this ministry, but we do have a church. Amen. Praise God. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church, and whatever you want to sow into this ministry, amen. Praise God. You may do so. Amen. Just contact me. Praise God. Remember, your tithes and your offering goes to your own church. And you can bless this ministry. Amen. Praise God. That we can continue. Amen. In the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you all. Amen. I pray that God has blessed you today. That was the word of the Lord that God has given me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You tried everything, but now he's stepping into your circumstances. Amen. Know that God is real and he is going to do it. These are not just words that's been spoken. God is going to give you a divine intervention. I am waiting for testimonies to come. I've been receiving testimonies, and I'm waiting for more testimonies of what God can do. Only God can put your name in somebody else's mouth and bring you forward. Only God can do those things. Amen. Praise God. There's more things. There's more miracles that I want to talk about because God says he wants me, praise God, to do something different, amen, for the people, to let them know that he is still alive, that he still sits on the throne, that he still watches over you, that he's still protecting you, he's still shielding you, he's still blessing your family, he's still, he's given us all the blessings that he can give, amen, praise God. So you shall see the blessing of the Lord. Ah, yes, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We honor your presence, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We ask that you continue to bless your people, Father God, all around the world, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for this platform that you have given, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you said, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you are moving in a miraculous way, Father God. We thank you for divine intervention in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Now, Father God, we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit on today, Lord. We ask that you have your way. We ask that you have your way. Protect your people. Move, God, for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to have your way in their homes. Yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you, God. I'm going to pause. Have your way in their homes, God. Bless their homes, God. Let them not lack in anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let not worry, God, get over them, God. Bring your peace that surpasses all understanding, God. Will keep their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus, knowing that you are in full control, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Ghost right now, God. We thank you for protecting them and shielding them. Oh, my Shanda. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for it right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless everything that they put their hands to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for making a way out of nowhere for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, I see it, God. I see bread coming from heaven. Yes, God, the bread, you give bread to the eaters, God. I thank you, Lord God. And you give bread to the sowers, God. I thank you for it right now,
now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the bread that I will show you. Thank you for the manna, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, as we leave the day, Lord God, let us not forget, God, that you stand on the throne and you're just waiting to hear from us, God. We thank you for it, God, and we give you glory, God. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for all of them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for them coming on today. Bless them with all spiritual blessings, God, spiritually, financially, yes, God, mentally and physically, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. With thanksgiving in our heart and our soul says, amen. Wishing you a joyous Pentecost. May a full reward be given to you by God, the God of Israel, under whose wing you have taken refuge. May God bless you, and bless you more. In Jesus' name, I have a song, y'all. Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.
We're gonna tear your kingdom down, Lord Jesus.
Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down.
Against
you, building
your kingdom, yeah. The preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes, for the preachers
are gonna preach
your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been building your kingdom. Oh yes. Not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray your kingdom down. Good God of my day,
for
the mothers
are
gonna pray your kingdom down. You know what? Not only that, but listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan, we're gonna bring it down. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons